The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, Dr. Primrose Freestone is with me now, Associate Professor in Clinical Microbiology in the University of Leicester. If you're wondering what she is on the line about, it is this column from Katie Spicer in the Daily Mail, describing herself as a proud dog kisser, defending the act of dog kissing, no less. Primrose, should anybody be defending the indefensible? Nobody should be kissing their dog, should they?
Well, it depends actually on your immune status and what you're understanding of what dogs do. So this is really dog licking your lips. Dogs that have licked their bottoms, that have licked goodness knows what else, and have about 600 species of bacteria in their mouths, several of which can actually cause life-threatening infections in humans. So, but these humans, admittedly, are ones that are susceptible. They're very old, very young, pregnant, or immunocompromised. But frankly, I really would not want a dog or a cat to actually sort of lick me, and especially on the lips, because that is the way that infections get into your body.
Primrose, you're absolutely, I mean, you're dead right. There should be no debate here, yet you'd be amazed at the amount of people texting into this radio show all day long since I mentioned we were going to talk about this, defending the act of kissing their dog. They love it. They love to cuddle up in the evening and have a little lick with their pooch. I mean, the real question is, what else has that pooch been licking in the meantime? No?
Well, you really don't want to know. Now, dogs do this because, they have affection for their owner, and the owners let them do it because they have affection for their dogs. And the most people will be absolutely fine doing that, but there will be some that don't. And infections from dog or cat saliva are quite rare, but they happen. And when they do happen, they can be very severe and even be life-threatening.
Sausage dog, says Adam, never stops trying to kiss me. It's easier to deal with the various diseases I'm undoubtedly getting than to deal with the neck strain of pulling away, says Adam, who's willing to risk all of that infection.
Well, another thought is your dog is passing on its bacteria to you, and by actually sort of smooching up to your dog, you're passing your bacteria onto it. So there's a dynamic exchange of microorganisms going on. But seriously, though, hygiene is important when it comes to actually sort of dogs licking you, and washing your hands and washing where the dog or cat has been licking is probably a good idea.
Now, there you have it from the expert herself, Dr. Primrose Freestone, Associate Professor in Clinical Microbiology in the University of Leicester. Adam, you may try and deal with the neck strain and stop kissing that sausage dog. That's the official advice from The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.